Together amusement park. A gut twisting collection of lunch tots and rides. Not fit for humans, heart patients, or mama's boys. Lydia's gonna love it.
I can't go to the amusement park.
What? Bummer.
And I was really looking forward to it too. But my folks are going out of town.
Correct me if I'm wrong, babe, but isn't the absence of authority figures usually a good thing?
Usually. But Mom and Dad don't want to leave me alone, so Grandma Dietz is coming to stay with me.
Okay, but isn't the onset of senility in a babysitter usually a good thing?
Just because someone's old doesn't mean they're senile.
Really? I was sure that was some sort of rule. So what's the problem? Well, bring her with us.
BJ, she's 85. I think the netherworld might be a little too much for her. I'll just have to find some other way to entertain her.
Hey! How about a little codger-to-codger companionship? I'll charge you the old rate, of course.
Are you crazy?
No, but I am off my rocker. Whoa!
Thanks, but no thanks. I'll have enough to handle just keeping an eye on Grandma. She's a real handful.
Ah, come on, Liz. How much trouble could the old babe be?
This should give you a pretty good idea.
Okay, where is the old fossil?
Look out,
bet you thought she was gonna land on me, didn't you?
Beetlejuice?
Don't you just hate being dropped in on?
Grandma Dietz, you're right on time. We were just leaving.
Mother, is this any way for a woman your age to travel?
I would have got here sooner, but my chute opened. Lydia, how's my great-granddaughter?
Grandma, I'm not your great-granddaughter. I'm just your granddaughter.
That's what's great about it.
And I thought I was an old joker. Your granny's a real card, babes. I can't wait to shuffle around with her.
Beetlejuice, don't you dare.
So, what do you guys do for excitement around here? Watch the stuff grow between your toes?
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. It's what we like to call a jam session. Toe jam, that is.
Everybody, I'd like you to meet, this is,
She's so lame with names. My card.
Grandpa Beetleman's elderly escorts. You release them, we fleece them.
Oh, you must be Mr. Beetleman's father.
At your disservice. Lydia thought old Granny here would like to hang out with someone her own age.
Great idea, Pumpkin.
Oh, yes. Mr. Beetleman, are you sure you want to do this?
Are you kidding? This old bird is a hoot.
Grandpa Beetleman used to be an illusionist.
Also a master of disfiguring disguises.
Rocky went a courting and he did ride a home.
How novel. Come, child, it's time to go.
Now, Lydia, I'm counting on you to keep an eye out for Mother.
Keep an eye out? Gotcha.
And don't let her do anything too strenuous. She's no spring chicken, you know.
No spring chicken? Jack?
You know, he really is good. Now, can you make him disappear?
I'll just put it on your bill.
Those killjoys are gone. Let's do something wild, like skydiving or high impact aerobics.
Or visiting a brand new amusement park that just opened up.
Nice try, Mr. B. But I have something else in mind. Something more suitable for people your age. All out of birdseed? I'll go get some more. We've got a lot more pigeons to feed.
I'd like to feed the pigeons. Get a pet ball!
Grandpa Beetleman, can I have a word with you?
Certainly, child.
Look, I know this is boring, but it's all Grandma can handle. You heard what Father said.
Oh, yeah.
But Delia, you always have a headache.
Nope. Try again.
Don't let Grandma do anything too strenuous.
That's right. Now, will you please try to entertain Grandma until I get back?
Listen, I love Lydia and all.
Uh-huh.
And I know she's just looking out for my health.
Uh-huh.
But there is such a thing as dying of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
So I say we ditch her. All in favor?
Aye!
The ayes have it. So where to, Smulderk and Gruesome?
Gee, I don't know. But don't worry. Beetleman's elderly escorts will think of something. Well, would you look at that? The amusement park's in town. Ha! Last one, there's a rotten egg. Oops.
Sorry I took so long. Now don't fight over it. There's plenty of birdseed for both of you. Beetlejuice, no! Not the amusement park! It'll be too much for her!
I just love these theme parks! Oh, what is this? A convention of horror freaks?
It's your theme that way! So, what do we try first? There's Dredge Your Luck!
Sounds like someone's lucky streak just snapped.
Then there's our ever-popular House of Wax. And my personal favorite, Ed Nauseam's Upchuck Wagon.
One spew plate special, Ed.
Coming right up, Chuck.
You just can't keep a good lunch down.
Let's eat later. Right now, all I'm hungry for is the rails.
Then let me take you for a ride, sister.
Where could they be? I have to find them. I have to stop Grandma before she goes on any rides. Huh? I have to stop talking to myself.
Claw machines. You know, I love them. What gives? This machine's got no claw.
No, Grandma!
Come on, Beetleman. Time's a-wasting.
I hate the amusement park. Grandma!
Five, four,
three, two, one,
ignition.
I'll get you for this, BJ! Did I mention that I hate the amusement park? Excuse me, have you seen an elderly couple around here? The roller toaster? Why do they call it that?
You see the size of that ride?
It takes you so close to the sun that everybody comes off looking like burnt toast. Wouldn't you concur, son?
Right, Ma. That's one hot ride.
Grandma!
Child, I'm old, but I ain't gone yet.
Grandma, you mean this isn't...
Positive. If they were my ashes, they'd be scattered all over Mr. Universe.
Beat it, Burnout.
Oh, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought you actually took Grandma on this ride.
Hey, give me a little credit, Liz. I'm not that dumb. Besides, I ran out of coupons.
You look terrible, child. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Liz. I've never seen you like this. Look, whatever it is that's bothering you, I'm here for you 100%.
As a matter of fact...
Uh-oh. I'm out of flea nuts. Hold that thought.
You two had me worried sick. How can you eat flea nuts at a time like this?
Why should you be the only one who gets to be sick?
I'm serious. I really thought something terrible was going to happen to you, Grandma.
Now, Lydia, you don't have to worry about me.
Especially when she's in such good hands.
And that's another thing. How could you bring my grandmother to a place like this? It's too much for her.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Liz. My rates are very reasonable.
Look, from now on, can we please do things my way? That way we'll all live longer, okay?
All right, dear. Tomorrow, we'll do whatever you have planned.
We will? Okay, we will. But no pigeons.
Just a little further.
Don't you just hate blind dates?
Sorry about the blindfolds, but I want this to be a complete surprise.
I'll be surprised if I don't break a hip.
Okay, we're here.
I give. Where's here?
In the Peaceful Pines Happy Days Camp. A family-funded facility geared toward the recreational restrictions of the senior set. A day camp for geezers, okay? If you'll cast your eyes across the complex, you'll see that we offer a wide range of action-packed pastimes. Full contact bingo!
Under the B-23.
Sydney's been touching my beans again.
Shirts and skins lawn bowling.
I hate this.
And a wide range of exhilarating activities. But hey, don't worry. Participation in club activities is purely on a voluntary basis.
For you.
Now report to the bus for the tour of Peaceful Pines, or you can just forget about casino night.
Yeah, all aboard.
Lydia, you enrolled us here?
You shouldn't have.
It was nothing.
No, you really shouldn't have.
We know you meant well, but maybe we should have discussed it first.
And ruin the surprise? Come on, we'll miss the tour.
Item 27 on the town council docket is the highly charged issue of installing a speed bump on Peaceful Pines Boulevard.
Oh boy, is this ever going to be a dogfight?
Some fun, huh?
And this, of course, is our Big Cats of the World exhibit. You notice the fierce expressions and naturalistic poses. It's almost as if they weren't just stuffed and held up with steel rods, isn't it?
Hang in there, guys. I'm sure they're saving the best for last.
Who are they, Mommy?
They're our ancestors, dear. Aren't they something?
Yeah, and so lifelike.
Now this is more like it.
Excuse me. Maybe you can help us.
I'll bet he's asking if seniors get in free.
I've got an unruly group back here looking for some action. Can you give me directions to Bob's Bric-a-Brac World?
So, to make a long story short, we found your note, and here we are.
Well, this place looks perfect for someone mother's age. I'll bet she's having one heck of a time.
Heck isn't exactly the word Grandma used to describe this place.
It's so quiet. Where is everyone?
Oh, they're all in there, Mrs. Deeds. Nap time is strictly observed here at the Happy Days Camp.
Well, I'm for that. Mom certainly needs her rest.
She should be out in a few minutes.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being treated like babies.
Well, we came into the world drooling. I guess they want us to go out drooling. It's a vicious circle.
Shush! Keep it down. We're supposed to be napping.
Says who? The counselor? Your kids? They're the enemy, man.
Yeah! You can go sleepy boys if you want, but not me. I'm not taking this lying down. I'm revolting.
Boy, is he ever.
I'm with Beetle Man. For too long, we old folks have been coddled and talked down to and treated like children. It's time for us old-timers to unite. All you geezers, get up out of them beds and repeat after me. I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take naps anymore.
I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take naps anymore.
I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take naps anymore.
I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take naps anymore.
Next up, the amusement park.
Manic intensity. Here we come.
They've escaped! Release the hounds!
Escaped? You've got to be kidding!
Do I look like a kidder?
Well, my father would never run away. He loves it here!
So does my mother.
It was the new members, Beetleman and Deets. They're bad seeds, I tell you!
Yeah, hanging around is too good for them!
Nobody leaves the Happy Days Camp without finishing their nap. Nobody! There was no sign of them. It was almost like they just vanished into another world. Oh, it's dollars to donuts that we never see them again.
What have you done with my mommy?
There they are.
I knew they'd come crawling back at medicine time.
Uh-oh! Rough crowd!
You left without telling us.
You had us worried to death!
You tied me up! These people have fragile psyches. Oh, who knows what damage has been done.
Well, the bus is fine, but that squad car we hit was a write-off.
You see? They're out of control.
When are these old people going to start acting their age?
That tears it! Listen up, everyone! I've got something to say!
This isn't going to take too long, is it?
No, I'll keep it short.
Good, because these heavily moralistic endings really slow down the show.
Where do you people get off treating your parents like this? Shuffling them off to these ice floats disguised as seniors clubs? Forcing them to act the way you think old people should act? Old people have just as much right to a good time as young people. You know, it's a sad day when your kids start telling you you're too old to have fun. And it's especially sad when you start believing them. Just because we're old in years doesn't mean we can't be young at heart.
You call that short? Now this is short.
Come on, Dad. Let's go dust off the old ball and glove.
For
Forget that. That bungee jumping is what I've been aching to try.
Oh, wait. You don't have to go. We've been thinking about spicing up the activities here all along. Why, just the other day I was talking to the counselors about barefoot water skiing.
You were right, Grandma. I'm sorry for the way I acted.
No one can blame you for caring, child. Besides, if I were you, I'd worry about me, too.
Oh, I really hate for this jovial moment to end. But there is the not-so-small matter of my escort services to take care of. A check with 5 pieces of ID will be fine.
BJ.
Okay, just a check.
Gee, Beetle Man, I hate to break this to you, but I'm broke. I lost everything in the sock market.
Don't you mean the stock market?
No, the sock market. It really stinks. I saw my whole darn investment unravel before my eyes.
There, there, Grandpa Beetle Man. Easy come, easy go.
Money isn't everything, you know. Right, Charles?
Charles!
Gone! My inheritance is all gone!
Son, don't be too upset. As I recall, you weren't down for much anyway.
Yeah, I know. We're just a couple of crybabies.
It's nice to see you two finally acting your age.